The government shutdown is over, and that means national parks are in full operation today. The parks are meant to be places for quiet and solitude, but noise pollution is a growing problem, and it doesn't obey park boundaries. Sam Brash from Colorado Public Radio explains how students at Colorado State University are trying to turn down the volume.
Ben Bisher is used to kind of being in two places at once. Right now, the Colorado State University sophomore is in a basement room crammed with other students at computers. It's called the CSU Listening Lab. And through the magic of modern electronics, he's in the wide open sagebrush of Mesa Verde National Park, about 400 miles away.
We'll be getting into a jet soon with birds on top of it.
Bisher's job is to listen to sounds recorded in national parks and assign each one a numerical code.
The prop plane is still flying. Even though it's further away, you can still hear it, so you still code a 1.2.
The human voices get an 8.1. The birds a 25. And it adds up to a bigger goal.
What we're trying to do ultimately is preserve wilderness.
That's Jacob Job. He runs the listening lab for a special unit of the U.S. Park Service. It's called the Natural Sounds and Night Skies Division, and it helps park managers find ways to turn down man-made noises.
Human-caused noises are typically low frequency in nature, so really deep sounding.
Like the cars underneath this recording from Colorado National Monument.
They're typically repetitive, consistent.
Unlike those bird calls, which are higher and more variable. Job says those natural sounds are being increasingly drowned out.
There's noise everywhere. Commercial aircraft, roads are everywhere. And it is getting harder and harder to find true wilderness and true quiet.
Emma Brown is an acoustic biologist with the Natural Sounds and Night Skies Division. She says that's a problem because people visit parks to hear natural sounds, like this elk bugle.
So sound is a natural resource, just like clean air or clean water is, and it's our job to ensure that current and future generations can have those experiences.
And while humans might enjoy being able to hear those noises, she says animals, like elk, rely on them to survive.
Lots of critical behaviors, like communication or mating, require that wildlife can hear each other.
That's why Brown's division records and analyzes sounds in national parks. George San Miguel is with Mesa Verde National Park, which recently completed a year-long sound survey. It'll be used to produce tables and graphs of the park's soundscape.
And so we'll be able to actually represent the facts to the public with these hard numbers.
And those numbers could make a big difference in how people experience Mesa Verde. Park officials are at work on a new management plan due out sometime this year. The sound data could help justify choices, like whether to limit vehicle access to popular locations. Lab director Jacob Job says it's the students at CSU who make sense of the sounds collected in national parks.
Sometimes I like to think of our lab as a black box.
Raw sounds go in and sorted numerical data come out.
The students are the machinery in this black box that is helping to make meaningful change in the parks.
And they do it one airplane hum and bird squawk at a time. For Here and Now, I'm Sam Brash.